AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump has already deployed 300 members of the National Guard over the objections of California Governor Gavin Newsom. It's over anti-immigration protests in Los Angeles. Governor Newsom says he plans to sue the Trump administration. The military says 500 Marines are on standby. Estrella Zul Corral is one of the protesters.
Trump is, you know, he's trying to characterize us as rioters and looters. When really we're all out here with signs just trying to say this is wrong and this is our community. And the National Guard is just him trying to escalate it, but we're not going to let him do that.
The streets of Los Angeles were mostly quiet this morning, the day after crowds blocked off a major freeway and set self-driving cars on fire as law enforcement responded with tear gas, rubber bullets, and flashbang grenades. Ukraine says Russia launched the biggest overnight drone bombardment of the war.
Russia launched almost 500 drones at Ukraine as the Kremlin keeps up its offensive amid direct peace talks that have yet to deliver progress on stopping the fighting, as well as 479 drones. 20 missiles of various types were fired at different parts of Ukraine, according to the Air Force, which said the barrage targeted mainly central and western areas. Meanwhile, funerals are held in Kyiv for three firefighters killed responding to a Russian attack on the Ukrainian capital last week. Vitaly Remeny, godfather of the deceased Andrei Remeny, says, "We in the military are worried about our relatives who are here. Those people who are in the uniform of the security service are risking their lives each day for the sake of all of us." The three died while responding to the aftermath of a drone and missile attack that struck civilian infrastructure. Fire trucks sounded their sirens in honor of the fallen. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Authorities are investigating a small plane crash off the coast of San Diego. Six people were on board. President Trump's new ban on travel from 12 mostly African and Middle Eastern countries is now in effect. This is AP News. ABC News suspended reporter Terry Moran
for calling Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller a world-class hater. The social media post has since been deleted. In a statement, ABC News says it stands for objectivity and impartiality in its news coverage and does not condone subjective personal attacks on others. In his post on X, Moran said President Trump was a world-class hater too, but for the president, his hatred is a means to an end. Republican administration officials quickly condemned his actions. On X, Vice President J.D. Vance said Moran's post was dripping with hatred. Miller wrote that Moran's full public meltdown exposed the corporate press. The New York-based network says Moran was suspended pending further evaluation. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Tropical storm Barbara strengthened into a hurricane, the first of the Eastern Pacific hurricane season, and will affect portions of the coast of southwestern Mexico over the next few days. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.